Right. In a little village, there were two sets of people. Little brown men and little square men. These square men, there were two square men walking along the road one day. And they suddenly got a surprise when they saw a round, little round man pass them in the street, because they hadn't never seen one before. So they called some more squares together and chased the round thing, started playing footy with it. And generally insulting it, and then left it alone. And then the round, I think, got some of its mates, three, so there was three of them, and they went to get revenge on the square who had been playing footy with the round. So the three rounds, what did they do? Started bouncing the squares around and playing around, and then this escalated into a massive battle as the rounds called together all their men, the squares all their men too. They formed sort of two armies opposite each other, not formed ranks, and started a battle. So whereby so they all clashed together, both squares and rounds went flying up in the air and hitting each other, and bits kept falling off slowly. The more they got thrown up in the air and the more they got hit, the more bits fell off, so that eventually all the squares and the rounds became one set of people, hexagons, with the exception of one square who'd been put out of action in the battle and didn't get hit enough to become a hexagon. So this sort of solitary square went back to join the battle to hit some rounds, but he found no rounds left, only these hexagons. So then all the hexagons jumped on this square and made him into a hexagon, basically, and then all the people were one people again, until one day. So the film sort of turns full circle, where one day it's three, I think two hexagons walking along, and suddenly a triangle passes them. The triangle sticks out its tongue at them, and that's the end.